I didn't know it was going to cause so much controversy. So last Friday, before the Super Bowl, we talked about this on the air. Just released the top five list of foods that people eat at the Super Bowl. 4 out of 5 I can sign off on. 1, we should be embarrassed as Americans.
Time for war.
I don't know about war.
Okay.
But we should be upset.
Okay.
Maybe cry.
What's on this list here?
And the things that were on the list that were good foods were like nachos and buffalo wings and 6-foot wedges and things that are delicious. Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, but noted, you know, you say good foods, it's a matter of opinion. It's your opinion.
Yeah, but there was one thing on this list that made me so completely enraged. Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, no. Why? Why would that happen?
I don't understand. We live in America.
Right.
One of the greatest places in the world for pizza.
And we can get a pizza, a full-size pizza.
Why? No. No.
Yeah.
But I can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Totino's Pizza Rolls has its place, but it's like on a sad Wednesday when you get home from work and there's nothing else to eat in the fridge. And I stand by that. Except I got a really mean email. Actually, it wasn't that mean.
And there's some people that live on this stuff for years, mm-hmm. right? I mean, after school snack, after work snack. The great thing about Totino's is you can have like 12 of them in one setting, right? One serving.
Well, here I got an email from Paula, which I printed out. Hi. Since I think you are sadly missing out on the real Totino's experience, I am here to help. Thank you, Paula.
Does she work there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Buy a bag. Okay, I did that, Paula. Before you cook them, get 1 stick of butter and minced garlic. Jar kind is fine. Melt butter, add garlic to taste. I love garlicky, so I go heavy. Put Totino's into a bowl. Pour butter and garlic mix over them. Toss around and get them coated. Air fryer 5 to 7 minutes at 375, but every air fryer is different. Try them, thank me later. Make Raven try them on the air, please.
A couple things here.
Yeah.
Paula's no dummy. All right. Mm-hmm. She knows that if you put some food in me, I'm probably going to give it some sort of affirmative response. Number 2, is there anything on the planet that doesn't taste better with garlic and butter?
True. So here we have everything here. Producer Sean is going to be mixing everything up. So we've melted the butter, and now we're mixing the butter with the garlic in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a nice whisk, Sean. Great job you're doing. All right.
It smells good.
All right, so now in the bigger bowl, let's toss in those Tostinos. Totinos.
I always wanted to call them Tostinos,
I don't know
too.
Why. Maybe because Tostitos? It's got to be why, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, toast just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, let's give them a nice mix in there.
Okay.
All right. Now I've brought in my giant ninja air fryer.
I see that. And once again, we have to pray that the power doesn't go out in the studio because we have one available plug.
We can't tell the engineers when we bring in the air fryer because we got in so much trouble last time because it could take everything off the air.
It really could.
But
it's not a joke.
But Paula said, thank me later, try them. So who are we to like not do it, right?
Mm.
All right, Sean, are we ready to put it in this air fryer?
I think we are.
All right, let's go turn on this air fryer. Dump it everything in. All right. Oh, we're missing one. We can't miss one.
Yeah, get them all in there.
Right. All right, turn on the air fryer. It's going. All right.
And we're still on the air.
Yeah.
At this moment.
At this moment right now. If you can hear us, blink so we know you can still hear us. All right, we got the air fryer going here in the studio, and we're going to let it cook for a few minutes. We're going to come back and try it, and we're going to report back, Paula. Are these the greatest things in the world? We'll find out next.
I'm hungry.
We've been told many times not to use the air fryer in the studio because it's going to take us off the air, but we're doing it anyway in the name of science.
2 big things we've been warned about. Don't overload the electricity and don't bring goats into the studio.
True. Last Friday, we were talking about the top 5 foods at the Super Bowl, people that eat at home, and I was outraged when this was on the list. Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, no! Why? Why would that happen?
I don't understand. We live in America.
Right.
One of the greatest places in the world for pizza. I mean, Totino's Pizza Rolls has its place, but it's like on a sad Wednesday when you get home from work and there's nothing else to eat in the fridge. And then I got an email from Paula, and Paula was outraged. And she says, you are missing out, sadly, on the real Totino's experience. And she sent us a recipe.
Yeah.
1 stick of butter, minced garlic, melt butter, add garlic to taste, put Totino's in a bowl. pour butter and garlic over them, toss together, cook in air fryer for 5 to 7 minutes at 375.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that this is a full stick of butter?
Yes.
No wonder it smells like this and it tastes good.
Well, we don't know if it tastes good yet, but it definitely smells good.
I may actually have a heart attack right after I bite into one of these things. A full stick of butter.
All right, let's look at them. Sean, let's open it up because the time is up on them to be cooking. Let me look at them.
I don't think that Paula cracked the code here. I mean,
they look fantastic. Raven, look at these.
If we put a full stick of butter on a small piece of plywood, it would taste pretty decent, all I'm saying.
Well, I'm willing to give it a try because Paula insists that it's great.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, while Sean is handing these out to all of us, you know, there's a lot of weird food combinations. What's the food combination that you swear by, like Paula and her Tostino's recipe? Lisa, how about you?
So, okay, I know this is going to sound a little kooky, but when we were young, we used to mix, you know, can of tuna with some mayo, put a slice of cheese over it in like a bowl, almost like a trifle, and then put applesauce all over the top and eat it like a trifle.
That sounds absolutely disgusting. Tuna fish and applesauce.
Oh.
What?
So good.
That is a strange combo.
I mean, I don't think I would try that on a dare. I don't think I would.
I don't.
Oh my gosh!
You can't forget the cheddar cheese though. Cheddar cheese has to be on top, keeping the applesauce from kind of seeping into the tuna fish mix with mayo. It's delicious. Don't knock it till you try it.
I think I'm here to try it. You hear so many people talk about cheddar and apples together.
Yeah.
And I've tried that, and that's delicious. The tuna fish is the X factor, but I like tuna fish.
You know, here's the thing: if you do try it, you're going to have to prepare it in the other room.
The smell.
Yeah, because I am not here for that memo from the bosses.
Okay, so we've got the Tostinos, and all right, let's... I got to be honest.
They're hot.
They're really hot, and when I cut into it...
It doesn't look pizza-y.
It doesn't look yummy like I thought it was going to be.
Because you put so much butter in it. Blah.
It's still a Tostino. It's a Totino. Totino.
Mm-hmm. Soaked in butter.
Paula, they're fine, but they're not Super Bowl worthy. We tried our best.
Paula, full stick of butter. Check your cholesterol.
Mm.
Check it.